Discrimination and being judgmental are completely opposite. We understand that? To discriminate against something and to be judgmental against something, it's not even in the same ballpark. We are called to discriminate. I don't like the taste of meatloaf. I don't like the taste of meatloaf. Not to just be tolerant and not say that, right? I'm not to pretend as if that's not the case. A pluralistic idea of just, you know, all meatloaf tastes like meatloaf, I don't know. That we are called to discriminate. But to say, I'm better than you because you don't like meatloaf. You're lower than me. You're what's wrong with you? There's something wrong with you. And yet this is what we do continuously. In the church, you have this obsession over the deep teachings of Scripture. We want to know the deep teachings of Scriptures. What's more deep than the love of Christ? What's more deep than the fundamental truths of Orthodox Christianity? Galatians 5:6 says, "For in Christ neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love." The definition of the gospel is good news. But most people on the street that aren't believers, good news from what? What is it good news about? You know? Just another religion? We have this God box, we have them all figured out and with fancy words, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, da-da-da, love, grace, peace. You want to know about it? Let me give it to you in a little pill format. We have these 10-foot crosses driving down the road out here in the South. Jesus saved. Saved from what? What is he saved from? What is it about Christian spirituality, not Christian, that word so used so often, and it's just, it's like the Christian crusaders. Yeah, they were in the name of Christ, but they ain't had nothing Christian about them. What is it about Christian spirituality that makes it unlike any other religion this world has to offer? It's the simple fact that it's not a workspace. It's not about me getting to God, me doing what I can to get to that level. It's about Christ dying on my behalf, living a perfect life, living a life in which I could never think about living so that I could inherit it, so that it could atone for my sins, so that it could be passed on to me. It is not about a particular religious practice or a set of rules and regulations to try to get it right. That's the good news of Jesus. He paid the price that we could not pay. Is that something we truly understand? Do we understand that God could not be tainted by our sin? That we could not go into his presence based off of our work? No matter how good we do, it's just not, it's not good enough. Our best efforts are as filthy rags. The reason Jesus had to come, live a perfect life and die on our behalf was so that we could inherit his righteousness. It kills me to see these bumper stickers from professing Christians of the Ten Commandments. We love to put them in our front yard on little post-it signs. The law. You know? And it's almost as if that is Christianity, is the law. No! That's not Christianity. That's Judaism. That was designed as a schoolmaster. That's what the law is designed for. It's so that anybody that comes up to God and says, I'm a good person, there's a lot more than just the Ten Commandments. A lot more laws, but that's just a, oh yeah, let me just pull out my little, you know, have you ever lied? Have you ever stolen? Have you ever looked at a woman with lust? Oh, you're not good. That's what it was designed for. When's the last time you seen the Beatitudes in people's front yard? You know, we don't see that on the bumper sticker. Blessed are the meek, blessed are the poor in spirit. Love the law. It is as if people don't recognize what the law was intended to do. It was made to prove our unworthiness. The law is a schoolmaster designed to lead us to repentance. The good news of Christ is that our sin has been paid for in full. And we are set free from the bondage of slavery to run in the grace and forgiveness of our Father. So I just want to close by saying that you can trust him. He's faithful. You can can trust them, for whom the sun sets free is free.